Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, already the 10th day of October, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America will be with us for an entire hour coming up in the second hour because I want to spend a lot of time on the subject he's going to be covering. How to actually defend the Second Amendment. How to save the Second Amendment, which is being ripped limb from limb as we speak. We're also going to talk about the history of the NRA. Now, they wouldn't talk about the NRA and go after the NRA in the past. The NRA was not involved in, quote, defending gun rights until Gun Owners of America was founded and started lobbying in the early 1970s, and then suddenly the NRA, that had been a shooting club and a gun control group. That's right, a gun control group suddenly became our guardian, and it has 4 million members. Gun Owners of America has 150,000 members. Gun Owners is big. And if we can mobilize the 150,000 members of Gun Owners, and if we can increase the numbers of Gun Owners of America, this is a major chink in the armor of the New World Order that I see. Now, people can take my advice for what it's worth, but I think if you research the data on this, you will find that I am correct. And this is a major attack point that we need to use, that we need to exploit against the enemy. We can defeat the NRA. We can use their own documents, their own admissions. And I have Larry up every few months, and I had him on a week or so ago, but week before last, and I started attacking the NRA, and finally he went ahead and said what he knew, and of course knew more than I did about it, and started totally destroying them. And I talked to him, and their board has decided to go ahead and allow the truth to come out because it's too desperate, the situation the Second Amendment's in. So gun owners are taking the gloves off, ladies and gentlemen. They're taking the gloves off. The truth is absolutely horrible. Now, I want to be clear. We're not saying NRA members are bad. I'm an NRA member. Most of my family are members or lifetime members. I get the Rifleman magazine. Driving around in high school, you know, I had the NRA sticker on my truck. The point is, if you can decide, what do you love more, the NRA and the Republican Party or the Second Amendment? You have to make a choice. You have to decide, do I want to save the Second Amendment? Do I want to stop losing ground every year? Or do I want to turn this around? The NRA authored the late 1960s Gun Control Act, 1968 Gun Control Act. They authored the Brady Bill. They've authored this new bill that they're supporting that will ban many veterans from owning guns and even police officers if you have any type of psychological designation from ADHD when you were 12 years old to post-traumatic stress disorder from one of the Iraq wars, Vietnam, it doesn't matter. And it's time to call a spade a spade. A club, a club, a diamond, a heart. It's time to be honest. So that's coming up. Then we got Professor Francis Boyle, top bioweapons expert, wrote some of the international treaties on it, to come into the show and talk about the New World Order, the war on Iran, the rest of it. Big broadcast lined up today. Stay with us. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it was a two-hour long debate on MSNBC with 10 candidates. Ron Paul was given the least amount of time, 4.5 minutes. We have his entire talk time, and we'll be playing that later in the third hour. Larry Pratt will be joining us in the second hour to discuss the history of gun control in this country. All verifiable for those that actually want to save the Second Amendment and admit the Judas Goat behavior of the NRA. Let's make it clear. It's not that they compromise. They are the authors of the gun control. They are where it flows from. And it'll take some deprogramming to wake conservatives up out there. This is the case, but that's coming up with Larry Pratt. Into the last 30 minutes of the transmission today, Professor Francis Boyle, who authored our biological weapons treaties and a lot more, a scholar in the area of international law and human rights, Professor Boyle, is an amazing individual, internationally recognized expert on U.S. constitutional law and, of course, international law. We'll be breaking down the Iraq war and the torture and the war crimes and exactly what it means. Remember, a week and a half ago, the New York Times reported, and the White House says that it's accurate, that Bush signed a secret executive order ordering the torture. But then they sent people to prison who followed the orders to engage in that torture. Just absolutely amazing. So we'll talk to that international law scholar about that today. In the meantime, I have this nice little stack of news here in front of me. Man cited for burning Mexican flag. Policeman threatened to arrest boy for toy gun. But another headline, police arrest boy for toy gun. U.S. and Afghan officials meet on aerial opium spraying. And Navy veteran questions why six nuclear missiles were flown on combat aircraft to staging area for Middle East. This is story's been big the last few months, but there's been some new wrinkles. We'll go over that. Court nixes a suit claiming CIA torture. Justices throw out Germans challenge to allege abduction by U.S. agents, AP. Police launch drug sweeps in schools and are forcing samples from the children. I mean, they're doing that now outside Denver on the side of the highway at random checkpoints. Why not? Police chiefs across the country are calling for putting cameras inside our homes. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. I keep saying that because it's all insane. Prosecutor caught in sexting died by hanging himself in the shower. Here's an interesting one out of the Minority Report or something. Dragonfly or insect spy, scientist at work on robo-bugs. Washington Post, Vanessa Alacron saw them while working at the anti-war rally in Lafayette Square last month. I heard someone say, oh my gosh, look at those, the college senior from New York recalled. I looked up and I'm like, what is that? They looked kind of like dragonflies or little helicopters, but I mean, those are not insects. Then it goes into the military with their little hover insect spies. It says they're growing real dragonflies with the bioengineered that then grow in and around the sensors that are bioengineered into them. Yeah, it's 2007, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of suppressed technology. They're now going to be having externalization of the hierarchy, or what I call throwing it in your face. This is the Washington Post, dragonfly, spy insects. They've got a picture of one there. You go up to prisonplanet.com, you can link over to the Washington Post, and they have the photo there. Oh, man. All over the country, I see sometimes 20, 30 articles a day where they are announcing, oh, you know those traffic cameras or those pedestrian cameras. Oh, the feds put those in. We're going to use those to spy on you. And by the way, they're going to read your lips and listen to your audio and track everything with AI, keyword computers. Here's one. Council locates surveillance cameras around city. Why prison stocks look tempting. That's the only real growth area in the economy is war and prisons. And it goes into all of it. Yeah, that's the new America. Got a bunch of other interesting stories here. I mentioned this Sunday, but now there have been new developments. Nigerian polio outbreak from vaccine, AP. A polio outbreak in Nigeria was caused by the vaccine designed to stop it, international health officials say, leaving at least 69 children paralyzed. And if you read World Health Organization and British psychological warfare documents that are public, they will generally give out a small number when the number could be 1,000 times that, and knowing that you will then psychologically have an internalized debate about the number instead of humanizing the children, and that you'll tend to average the number between the two numbers. I would guess it's much higher, but 69 paralyzed. It is a frightening paradox in a part of the world that already distrust Western vaccines, making it even tougher to stamp out the age-old disease. The outbreak was caused by the live polio virus that was used in vaccines given orally, the preferred method in developed countries because it's cheaper and doesn't require medical training or to dispense. Now, see, somebody reading that wouldn't know that it has been illegal in the United States to give the oral vaccine since the 1970s, but it's still, quote, legal outside the U.S. Why is that? Most people have heard about SV40, simian virus 40. There's actually hundreds of deadly cancer viruses, very virulent forms of cancer, in the different vaccines they've tested, not just polio or not just the live virus. And generally, they of course, bond into the DNA strands. They get into the tissues and don't activate until your body has divided enough times, until your cells have replicated enough times, until your immune system gets broken down enough to where it stops fighting it. So when you're exposed to this stuff, your immune system boosts. That's why allergies are so much worse globally. People 100 years ago were around coal furnaces and sewage all over the streets and mercury and lead and arsenic, and they got toxic from it. But they didn't get all of these allergies that we now see exploding, and there's literally hundreds of studies and top scientists and medical doctors, universities showing that the genetically engineered food, DNA fragments and toxins and poisons in the vaccines are stimulating a greater allergic response. I mean, we know that's why the first time you get bit by a bee, stung by a bee, you don't get sick. Or you don't swell up, but you get stung enough times, you'll develop an allergy. See, that's why it's exploding and growing all over the world. Is a cocktail of reasons, but a big one is the vaccines. Your body is at a heightened level and is trying to fight everything off, so it starts just attacking everything. And then finally, it just kind of wears out and gives up. It accelerates the aging process of your T lymphocytes and other warrior blood cells. And, well, we're going to die, folks, a lot faster, put to you that way. And I don't want to hear the false information that we live on longer. That is a complete lie. The statistics are true, but they are presented in a lie. Depending on which decade, and they did keep statistics in Europe, the U.S., Japan, you name it, going back 200, 300, 400, 500, 1,000 years ago, around 30%, some years it was worse, some years it was better, 30% of babies died within the first year. It went over 40% by the age of 10. Everybody knows children get sick a lot more. They haven't developed their immune systems yet. They get compromised. They die. And they also haven't developed wills to live. That's another big part of it, the studies show. And so, yes, if you've got 40% of people dying by the time they're 10 years old, 30% of that, or the lion's share of that, by the time they're one. You ever gone to an old cemetery? We got an old family cemetery out in East Texas, and there's half of them in there were below the age of two. A lot of them are a month old, 6 months old. You ever been to an old cemetery? Don't believe me. Just pull off the road at an old cemetery. A cemetery that's got 150, 160, 170-year-old graves in it. It's going to be babies everywhere. Okay? They average that number in and then say, oh, people only lived an average of 57 in the Revolutionary War times. That's right. But if you live past 10, people routinely lived until they were 85, 90, 105 years old. There were old people all over the place. If you lived, you lived. Russia's got a life expectancy right now of, what, 55 for men? It's like 60 for women. Ours is 74 for men, what, 78 for women? You see, but the babies don't die now. All right, I'm going to get into bunch of other news when we get back. It's just, you look at the statistics, we're not living as longer. They're killing us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
By the way, we're only 16 days away from Endgame being released at PrisonPlanet.tv. In 16 days, it will be posted in high-quality Flash, Windows Media Player, and QuickTime. I mean, it looks almost as good as DVD. And then the info war can start. Because you can burn copies in high res. And every one you give to somebody is another nail in the coffin of the New World Order. Every one is a bullet fired right into the heart of the globalist. Endgame, October 26, hits the web. And within a day or two of that, I've got them right now. We're going to start shipping it out to you in mass. The super high quality digital DVDs. Weapons. This film will hurt the New World Order grievously. And that's exactly what I intend to do. All right, coming up the next segment, I'm going to play Vicente Fox. You know, a lot of times a blind hog like myself will find a little acorn and think I found quite a meal in the InfoWar when a big old juicy granddaddy acorn was right beneath my snout as I rooted about on the forest floor. We, of course, broke here with Dr. Corsi. We appreciate him breaking in here. And by breaking in, he pointed it out. Vicente Fox on Larry King Live 2 nights ago saying we're going to create an Amero dollar, a European Union. Now, we have that in the documents, in the books, in the secret treaties that are now declassified. The public will not believe us. They will not read it. They will not look at it. They will not read. They willfully will thump their chest and neocon about and hop around and giggle and snicker, as they've been trained to do as slaves. But they cannot debate Vicente Fox saying it. And we can circulate the video clip that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We can force people to look at it. You can pull it up at lunch at work. Don't do it on the boss's time. At lunch, say, hey, Walter, or hey, Bill, you know, you're saying there's no NAU, there's no North American Union. Here's Vicente Fox on Larry King Live. But he says it quick, and they'll probably just giggle and snicker and bring up their favorite sports team. But you can go watch this. He said a lot more the same day, 2 days ago, Monday, on The Daily Show with Stewart. And so we're going to be playing that coming up in the next segment. And Paul Watson's in another article. You know, Paul, actually Aaron found it and sent it to Paul. I never watched it till this morning. And Paul, just as a footnote in the article we wrote, Rolling Out Daily didn't even learn about it, said, look, he said the same thing on The Daily Show. No, he didn't. He said a lot more. He said North American Union. He came right out with it. So this is big. This is a lot bigger than the Larry King Live statement. And it's up to us to get this out to people, because there is, I mean, really, yesterday I was so angry and so mad, plus I've got horrible ragweed allergies right now. And I'm not whining about it. I don't want you to, Alex, we're sorry you're sick. It's just if you hear me pausing or hear me stumbling around or I start getting angry on air, it's because I literally feel like I had the flu since last Thursday, and I don't like this. I may even leave town this weekend just to get, literally just drive away from here and get into some other allergy zone. Because, you know, I can literally leave town when I have allergies and feel good a day later. I don't know how much better East Texas will be, though. But see, allergies come on with just sneezing and runny nose. So I'll go to East Texas and just have that with whatever horrible stuff they've got there. And they'll take it, you know, and a week later I'd get the flu symptoms. So I guess I can run from place to place to try to... What happens is then I put out a lot of energy on 3 hours of the show, and then I'm just a basket case after the show. I'm literally just sitting there in my chair like I've been, and I don't like the medicines that, and they don't do anything. They just make you more wide awake when you feel like trash. I'm already digressing. And I've read all the studies and the medical reports. I know what it is. It's the toxins in the air. It's the genetically modified foods. It's the vaccines we took as children. They all screw up our immune system, so it starts alerting. That's what poison ivy is. Poison ivy doesn't make you have the, make you have the whelps. Your body reacts in an autoimmune response. And I've just got inflammation in the brain and inflammation in the sinus. My head all swells up like a... I'll come back with the Vicente Fox and a lot more. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the front lines of the Expo War. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're committed to defending the Republic. We are committed to resisting the tyrannical overlords of this global crime syndicate that is waging war on free humanity. I salute every man, woman, and child of you out there who loves liberty, who has passion for freedom, who hates bullies and despotism and fraud and lies. I salute all of you that are standing in the gap with me against the threat to our species. I salute all of you who love God and love righteousness and who have faith that evil in the end will be bound, will be cast down. All right, coming up, Vicente Fox. Unbelievable revelation to the general public on The Daily Show. Far more powerful than Larry King Live. But I want to start out with that Larry King Live clip first. Before we do that, we hadn't had her or Adam on in about a month. Everybody's been so busy, and they've been so busy, they have never had more orders coming in. They're the big national manufacturer, the American Berkey, the national distributor, the British Berkfeld. That means you get distributor prices when you just buy one. Literally. You buy one, and a $209 unit is, you know, would be $320. And they've got sports bottles that just make the water safe to drink, where you get five for $100. One of these is like $35, $40 in a camping store. So you're talking about half off. They have got so many deals, and the American Berkey is the highest standard. We use it in the office. We use it at home. I give it to family as gifts every holiday season. Now is the time to take control of your life, to stop using cell phones, at least have a hands-free, and I'm talking to myself, too. I constantly lose the hands-free. I got trained years ago to not use a hands-free. Brain tumors, huge news, documented, no doubt. Any denial of it's like the cigarette companies claiming it doesn't give you lung cancer. I mean, they just testified last year it doesn't. Total lie. The water, we are being poisoned by design, and then there's all the runoff on top of it. I mean, if you live up near the Arctic Circle or up where the rivers start, or you live up on the Great Divide, the water's probably safe to drink if you're getting it right off a mountaintop. But still, there's stuff in the rain. But you're drinking something down on the coast. You're drinking something that's been coming off rivers that have gone through 10, 15 cities, 100 towns. I mean, you're drinking thousands of things. You ought to go to the EPA website, and you ought to read the thousands of things they allow in the water. Every major city has high levels of Prozac, Ritalin, mercury, arsenic, sodium, and stannous fluoride in there by design, a Nazi chemical weapon in Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II, using it in the camps. I didn't believe that 10 years ago when I first heard that. I went and looked the books up, and it was there. I literally almost fell down. I mean, we're under massive attack, and we're going to have to admit it. And let me tell you something. Look, you can't go buy a $20 or $50 charcoal filter at the store. That's going to cut out some dead bacteria. Because remember, the chlorine just kills the bacteria. You're still drinking the dead ones. So it's the equivalent of drinking rotten meat. And there's a lot of studies on all the toxins that build up in there. That's really bad for you. That's one of the thousands of things. But at least that's better than nothing. But if you get a high-quality filtration system, I mean, one that's comparable to these systems will cost thousands of dollars. And then you got to upkeep it. This is what the missionaries go with. This is what the military goes with. But regardless, just get water filtration. Stop using cell phones. Stop taking vaccines. I'm telling you, there's no doubt it's bad. I got mainstream scientific studies. One of them was between, what, it said 14 universities? Another study just came out off of four other studies, showing that it's causing massive increases in brain tumors right where you use the cell phone. I mean, folks, this is not debatable. This is a fact. If you don't filter your water and put a shower filter on, because that's where a lot of this stuff comes in, you breathe it and it goes through your skin, you're nuts.
You're nuts. All right, Debbie, I know you're holding, and I got a lot of stuff to get to. I appreciate you coming on. But I really, this stuff should sell itself. And if they don't get it from you, they ought to get it somewhere else. But all I know is I vetted you guys. You guys became sponsors because I bought filters from you in, like, 1998. I mean, I get the sponsors that I use. And I don't know what else to say. They're insane if they don't call you.
Alex, I couldn't agree with you more, and it's very nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Our lines are open, and we're expecting lots of calls from your listeners. Not only do they get really good deals on Berkey water filter systems and free gifts, but it also helps support your international shortwave airtime. And so I just wanted to come on and just thank you for allowing us to help support your programming, and that's about it. I'll look forward to hearing from your customers.
Well, now, also, my free gift, I mean, you get a really nice sports bottle that makes water safe to drink 116 times out of swamp water, 630-something times out of tap water. That just makes it safe. It reduces. It's great to give your children at school or to go to work or to the gym. That's what we use them for. That's different from the big purification systems.
Absolutely. It sure is. It has the same type of filter in it, does just about the same kind of cleaning. A lot of customers ask me if they take out fluoride, and no, they do not. The Berkey Sport bottles do not take out fluoride. And also, for those listeners in California, they have started putting that fluoride in their water now, and so we need to get those customers who have Berkeys to call us and get the fluoride reduction filters to add to their systems, or if they don't have a system, they need to give us a call so we can get those systems into their homes.
Yeah, fluoride is such a tiny particle. It just goes through everything. 888-803-4438. Debbie, God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. It was very nice talking to you yesterday.
Hey, it was great talking to you. Say hi to your husband and family.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There goes Debbie up in Dallas, 888-803-4438, or you can order all the exact same systems, and we just fax them the orders every day at InfoWars.com. You can order them at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-803-4438. You can get a free sports bottle when you buy the larger unit, a free sheltering in place DVD, whatever. 888-803-4438 in the comment section of InfoWars.com. You know, on the order form, tell us what free gift you want. We have them listed there. And, again, you're getting like a $320 unit at a store, at a camping supply place they bought from these guys for $210. You're getting a $270 unit for $270 that would be $400. You're getting a $20 sports bottle that would be $35, $40 at a store. 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. And again, I can't believe Monday we put a story out about Congressman Ron Paul here on the show Friday. I said, how far could the dollar go down? And I thought he'd say, well, another 30%. And he said, well, it could, in the next couple of years, it could go down 100%. But if you look at Germany and if you look at Argentina, and you look at other countries, about half the time when there's a currency crash, it will go down 100%, you know, 99%, and then they scrap it. So actually, the doctor's right. We got a good chance, 50-50 really, if it continues to plunge, it'll go down to zero. And I saw people on our message board and on the dig board with the story Monday, and then I looked at it again last night, going, I'm a liar, the economy's great, the dollar's doing good, Ron Paul's a scaremonger. I mean, what's wrong with you people? It's lost 62% of its value. That is unbelievable. I mean, every time I think about it, I get upset. And they'll just say, hey, the stock market's at 14,000, pal. Yeah, with a 60%+ devalued dollar versus the euro in 7 years, you're going to have it at 14 thou. What is 62% minus out of 14,000? I don't have a calculator in front of me, and my computer broke a few days ago in my office. I got to get another one in here. It's getting repaired. Do a calculator. What is
divide out, what is 62% out of 14,000, John? You got a calculator there at the studios? Yeah, what's 62% minus, you know, divided out of 14,000? I guess that would be that'd be the stock market at like 6,800, 7,000. No, that's not right. Yeah, because no, you're taking 62% out. I don't know. I could pause and handwrite it out here. Doesn't matter. We're all public school educated. Pretty soon we won't even be able to talk. I can't do it either, John. Anyways, we're talking about 6,000 plus percent. I mean, that's what your stock market is at right now. And so we're in deep trouble. And I again, the deflating dollar, it's buying power being deflated, it's being inflated. And they get on the news and they say everywhere it's because the precious illegal aliens have been deported. A, the illegal aliens have not been deported. 33,000 out of 30 million, 3 million illegals a year piling up. That 30,000 isn't even a drop in the bucket. It's a lie. They don't care. They never care. And I, sure enough, on talk radio yesterday, heard them all parroting, we got to keep the illegals here, see the prices are going up. I mean, the bankers do this to us, and as usual, they spin it, and the dumb public just buys it. All right, here's Fox on CNN two nights ago, talking about the North American Union, talking about the Amero currency. Here it is.
Do you fear that in part of a legal immigration problem is terrorism?
No. Not at all. It's totally different business. Absolutely different.
You don't equate the two?
Not absolutely.
Email from Mrs. Gonzalez in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Mr. Fox, I'd like to know how you feel about the possibility of having a Latin America united with one currency.
Long term. What we proposed together, President Bush and myself, it's ALCA, which is a trade union for all of the Americas. And everything was running fluently until Hugo Chavez came. And he decided to isolate himself. He decided to combat the idea and destroy the idea. And very
important. It's going to be like the euro dollar, you mean?
Well, that would be long term. I think the processes to go first step into a trading agreement, and then further on, a new vision like we're trying to do with NAFTA.
Now, let's go ahead and go to the next clip. We'll go into break and come back and finish it up. This is The Daily Show, the same day, Monday. Here it is.
Ride all the way down to Guanajuato and looking for his American dream without a penny in his pocket. And he made his dream in Mexico. So migration is a two-way street. Migrants.
Can I tell you this? Cincinnati has gone hugely downhill since then.
Guanajuato has gone up.
If I were you, I'd saddle up and come back. Help us. Help us. Do you feel that... because of September 11th, we're overreacting to the border situation there?
Yeah, it's my impression that fear is guiding public opinion here. And xenophobic are also filling the space because Congress is not deciding yet. It's a 100-year-old issue, immigration. And no decision. I think that we can come up with a very wise, very wisdom solution and reform to immigration because it's a win-win situation. Everybody
you don't want the fence. What if we build the fence and have the nice part facing Mexico? The pretty part.
What if we build a fence and not let in products that come from the States to Mexico worth over $200 billion,
sir,
worth many, many jobs to this nation right here?
So you're saying a two-way street, the globalization. You're for NAFTA, global. Then. Has NAFTA helped Mexico?
Absolutely, yes. Seventh largest trade balance, larger than all of Latin America together. And yes, NAFTA has been good. As a matter of fact, we should have a new vision, go further, integrating and working together to build a better future for both.
If the standard of living in Mexico, because people still come over because they can get better jobs and things. How long would it take? How high would the standard have to go before you think the tide starts to settle and shifts?
We're at 8,000 right now, $8,000 per capita a year. I think it should go all the way up to over 20, and that happened with Spain, with the European Union, where they joining the union and having access to those huge cohesive funds, they were able to overcome poverty. And today, Spain or Ireland or Greece or Portugal are very successful nations. What you need is a little bit of solidarity, a little bit of human attitude.
This is total bull. All of it is total propaganda. Ireland refused to join the EU and slashed their taxes from 70% to 10%. You are a congenital liar, Fox.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
I don't know what to say about all the lies of Vicente Fox. My guesstimation was correct. I said, what, 6,700? That's what I calculated in my brain, and we did calculate it. The stock market, averaging down, was at 14,000 right now. It's that and some change. Then we're talking about the stock market at 2,000 levels being at 6,720. So with dollar value, the stock market is at 6,720. And I they talk about Google stock getting close to $700 a share. Okay, well, that's really $300 and something a share.
See,
when it hit 700, 350. I don't know how. I mean, this is basic stuff. And people are just now starting to, I'm starting to hear a little bit of talk about currency. But it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. They'll probably pass some tariff on China of a half a percentage point that does nothing and then totally plunge the economy and then claim that did it. I mean, that's how they do it. Or, oh, it's the subprime mortgages. They're causing it all. Just as we predicted, they use some financial creation of their own that's a very small piece of this to blame it on it. And that's what they're blaming everything on right now. No, the international banks issued all this credit. They pumped the bubble up to unbelievable size. And then they cut off credit. They're not buying the mortgages. I mean, in a fiat system, you really could pump the economy up and help people. But they're choosing to not do that. It's all part of a consolidation phase. I'm already getting off into other subjects. It's just Fox says that Mexico gives the U.S. $200 million. Last time I saw our trade deficit with Mexico, it was $25 billion a year. There's a deficit of $25 billion. You can look that up. It may have changed. But we've always had a trade deficit with Mexico. We've never had a trade surplus with Mexico. We have a trade deficit with Mexico. But he knows the public doesn't know that. He just says, oh, we made of $200 million for America. What are you talking about? Over $200 billion a year of U.S. money is sent to Mexico each year by Western Union and others. I think Western Union was $40 billion of it alone, the biggest piece of that. I know it was over $200 billion. I mean, we're talking about amounts of money that are just mind-blowing. And all the drug dealing and the rest of it, and our government gave $1 billion to help Mexico fight the drug trade. Folks, I can take you to Mexico right now to anywhere and show you Mexican troops guarding marijuana fields. I mean, I haven't even been looking for it. And every time I'm in the interior, every time I've been down there, I've been down there probably in the interior probably 8, 9, 10 times, I don't know. I think about 8, 9 times. I've been over the border, just up here by Texas, more than that. But I like Mexico. But, I mean, you see them in their Jeeps with machine guns guarding the marijuana. And then if you're on a tour bus, they pull you over and demand money from the bus driver. I mean, it's a cesspit. It's a cesspit of government evil. And he just gets up there to the dumb American public and says, oh, we made you $200 billion. I mean, that is a complete lie. Mexico is a giant parasite on the U.S. Oh, no, we give you workers that power your economy. Your workers, on average, take double in services what they pay in taxes. More than half the people in the L.A. jails are illegal aliens. I mean, a giant third world country of 100 million people sucking off of us, run by narco terrorists, is not a plus. We're going to come back, finish up with the Fox clip where he admits, oh, what we need is a North American union. And yeah, we need our own. I mean, you know, here it is. And you can't get stupid Americans to listen.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.